This is Holy Land Moments, presented by the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. Today, Yael Eckstein answers the question, is everyday life frightening in Israel?
With all of the terror and turmoil, I'm often asked, is living in Israel scary? And what's living in Israel really like? I'm reminded of the Old Testament story of the Israeli spies who were sent to scout out Israel. And because they reported back with fear for what they saw, the people of Israel were not able to enter the Promised Land for a generation. They had to travel through the desert, waiting to enter Israel. They didn't see the land through God's eyes, because these spies, they saw it with their own fearful, physical ones, and because of that, they were punished. The stories of the Bible are forever, and I believe that there is something about this land, even today, that means you must have holy eyes, like God's eyes, to see the good of living here. That's our obligation. These days, when I see the whole world only talking bad about Israel, it reminds me of the sin of the spies. It's very possible to think of Israel and see terror and war and rockets and fire. But we, the people of faith, have to rise above that and see Israel with God's eyes. That's what the story of the spies is teaching us. Living here in Israel, it's easy to see with those kinds of eyes. You see prophecy coming to life and the desert in bloom everywhere you go. Yes, there are dangers and problems, as with everywhere else. But to live in Israel, we must see the whole picture, as God sees it. That this land is good, and the Jewish people are exactly where we are supposed to be.
To receive Yael's Corner each week via email and to add Yael as a friend on Facebook, visit holylandmoments.ca.